Well, how wonderful to be able to welcome you to St. Margaret's on this glorious June day. I simply can't, every time I went out this morning, it began to rain on me. So it was very, very depressing. So I'm amazed any of you have come rather than keeping definitely dry in the places where you work. But it is great to see you. And thank you, Chris and the band, for leading us in worship. That was really good. May I read to you a few verses from Acts? No, from Hebrews, actually. I've changed. Hebrews chapter 9. Well, actually, Hebrews chapter 13. On the basis of what's happened so far, you can have no expectation whatsoever of anything from me. Hebrews chapter 9. I was going to be continuing our session on Acts, and about 10 o'clock, I was just drawn this morning to these two verses, verses 8 to 9. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It's good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. It's odd, isn't it, the way the Lord Jesus works? You come into work early just to revise the talk and make sure it's absolutely ready and it's all sorted out by 8:15. By 10, it's changed entirely. But I think this is what the Lord Jesus would want to say to and encourage us today. Last week was quite an extraordinary week, wasn't it? It started for most of us on Wednesday evening with that appalling weather. And, it was about 1 o'clock when there was most extraordinary thunder and lightning here in the city. And just as the thunder stopped, I became aware of dripping, which I didn't think was outside. You know that half-conscious awareness you have sometimes when you're thinking, what I must do now is go to sleep. And it wouldn't go away. Now, eventually I got up and found quite a few lights wouldn't work in the house. And the whole place was just, water was coming in my flat from under the skirting boards and through the ceiling and everything. It was all rather dramatic. There I was at 2 o'clock in the morning in my pyjamas and dressing gown, probably more information than you strictly need, outside on the little balcony, getting rid of leaves from the downpipes and the drains and letting water go out, trying to mop up the water that was coming under the skirting boards and find enough things to catch the water coming from the ceiling. Eventually, it was so impossible with the skirting boards, I took the duvet cover off my bed and thrust it against the skirting boards, but still the water came through, and one by one, the lights began to go out. It was slightly dramatic, I have to say, as I eventually found one small torch, which wasn't a tremendous help. Anyway, by Sunday, the lights were beginning to come on again, which was a great help, and no more water was coming through. And then, of course, Thursday morning was bad, and Friday morning was even worse. I knew something dramatic was happening when they cancelled the farming programme on Radio 4 at 6:15 in the morning. Nothing really interferes with the broadcasting of the farming programme, but it did. And, of course, there were apocalyptic headlines, weren't there, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Things are getting slightly better, at least in terms of the news reports now, than we've had. But as I talked to people in the streets, people dropped into church, I thought, what do we as Christians do in a situation like that? How do we respond when situations bigger than any of us are swirling around us? When there seems to be turbulence, both in financial services as well as in our national political life. What do we do in that kind of thing? And I thought, it is amazing here that the author of this letter, who we don't know who he is speaks in verse 8 of chapter 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, first of all, when there's a crisis, and this letter is written to people around whom crises were swirling. He says, first of all, keep faithful in the small things. He talks about getting on with people working your marriage, worrying, caring for those who are going through difficulties, keeping our lives free from love of money. So carry on being faithful in those small areas of life which you can control. He then goes on to promise confidence. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday when he died for us, today when the author of this letter says he prays for us constantly to the Father, and tomorrow, that time in the future when we'll see him face to face. Whatever else is happening, the author of this letter was saying, Jesus Christ hasn't changed and can be depended on totally. The one who died for you prays for you, and one day will come again in glory. We've got to be faithful in the small things, confident in Jesus, and realistic too. When panic's going on all around us, when we're living with uncertainty, it's not always easy, even for mature Christians like you. And the writer goes on, he says, good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. Reminding us that Jesus doesn't expect us just to hold on to truth and it's going to be all right. It is, and it's true that he hasn't changed. But he says, keep on seeking from the Father of grace the help that you need. Be strengthened again and again and again. Don't imagine you're not going to go through a moment where you think, my goodness, what's happening? What should I do? Keep on seeking the strength that you need from the grace of God in Jesus. Faithful in small things, confident in Jesus, honest about the resources we need. In some small way, as we do that, people might notice that there's something different about us.